Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. We are coming up in the final portion of our pre-Thanksgiving show. And here at All of It, we are grateful for Melissa Clark and the delicious pie recipe she was sharing with us. We're grateful for all our guests, whether they're here to share their music, their art, or their insight. And listeners, we want to tell you we are truly grateful for you. We feel that way every day. But 'tis the season to take gratitude into our hearts and give it a voice. And we're not going to send you off into the Thanksgiving yonder without giving you a chance to do the same. Listeners, what are you grateful for this year? Give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Big things like getting together with your fully vaxxed family and feeling safer than you did this time last year. Maybe little things in your life make you feel happy, content, full of gratitude. Something in your neighborhood, maybe a work colleague, maybe a bus driver, your local bodega dude, or maybe something that was challenging over the last 2 years has made you grateful for something that you overlooked before. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or you can tweet or DM us on our social media, the same for Instagram and Twitter, at All of It WNYC. Gretchen Rubin is our ride along. She's the author of the best-selling book, The Happiness Project, about little day-to-day changes that can have a big impact. She's also the host of the podcast Happier with Gretchen Rubin. Gretchen, thank you for coming back to the show. We really appreciate it.
Well, I'm so thankful and happy to be talking to you today. Thanks for having me.
You know, quite often people go home for Thanksgiving and everyone goes around the tables and says what they're grateful for. What does giving voice to gratitude, saying it out loud, speaking it out loud, rather than keeping it to ourselves, what does that do?
Well, it's a really terrific thing to do for your happiness. You know, ancient philosophers and contemporary scientists agree that gratitude is a very important element to a happy life. People who have a grateful attitude, they feel more happiness and optimism. They feel more connected to other people. And giving voice to it, then you're sharing it, because this is something where, you know, it's sort of contagious. If you focus on the fact of I'm so happy that I love a crowded coffee shop. I used to not like the crowd, but now I realize how lucky I am to see all these people around me. When you say it, well, then it occurs to me too, and so I can kind of get a lift from your gratitude. We can catch it from each other.
Is there any science behind gratitude being good for us?
No, absolutely. There's a lot of science. People, research shows that people who cultivate gratitude do get a boost in happiness. They tend to be better liked and have closer relationships. They're more likely to help others. They even sleep better and have fewer headaches. So there's all kinds of positive consequences for being thankful. But also what it does is that it can help drive out negative emotions like anger and resentment. Because when we take the time to stop and think like, well, yes, you're annoying me, but I want to step back and think about why I'm also grateful for you and everything that you do that adds to my life, then that softens up those negative feelings and kind of puts me in a different perspective, and that helps me have closer relationships with other people.
Let's talk to Judy on line one from Port okay. Washington. Hi, Judy. Thanks for calling All of It.
Hi. I have to say I am very grateful for the programs on WNYC, including this one, for keeping me from losing my mind during the pandemic, and especially the minute of gratitude. I tried practicing gratitude, but in the pandemic, it just felt to me like I was painting a target on everything else I was afraid I would lose. Mm-hmm. But for a minute, I could manage to be still. But all of the programs really kept me from feeling that I was alone, and I'm just so grateful.
Thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it. And, you know, listeners are why we do this every day. You know, it's interesting. Judy brought up a point that's a little bit of the elephant in the room, is that the pandemic, there was so much difficulty and so much to feel bad about. And, you know, we're still going through it. Can you give us some advice on having gratitude when you look around and you think things aren't great?
Well, one of the things to do is to try to look for the things that where you do have something to be grateful for. I remember at my daughter's school, they said, we're looking for the silver linings. There's so much here that's challenging, but some things are working better. We're learning things, and we really want to take this with us going forward. And I think sometimes people worry about, it almost feels inappropriate or callous to think about what you might feel grateful for like something like the pandemic, where there is so much suffering that comes from it. But often, you know, there are things like maybe some habits have been disrupted and are worse, but maybe there's some healthy habit that you've been more able to adopt because you weren't commuting, and so you were able to do something that was a really positive health consequences. Or like you're at home with your family, and there's many reasons that that might have been difficult and challenging and not what you would have chosen, but maybe in your situation it helped your family draw closer, or you all did puzzles together, and that's a happy memory. So even in something where there's a lot of negative, you can look for those bright spots and think, well, this I will take forward with me, or I will look back on this, or I am grateful for this or having learned this. Or, I mean, sometimes you learn it's only when we lose something or we're deprived of something that we realize how much we love it, you know? So you think, I mean, I think about all the kids at school, like they didn't realize how much they like going to school, and then now they're like, oh my gosh, I love school. This is great. I can't wait to go back. It's all my classes, but with all my friends all around. So I think that sometimes people do worry that it feels inappropriate to look for these moments of gratitude in the face of so much suffering. But often we can find things to be grateful for, things that we've learned or things that we've now can put into the past.
My guest is Gretchen Rubin, author of the best-selling book, The Happiness Project, and the host of the podcast, Happier with Gretchen Rubin. We are talking about gratitude ahead of the holiday weekend. If you would like to give us a call and tell us what you're grateful for, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Maybe it's something big, maybe it's something small, maybe the way you think about gratitude has changed over the past 2 years. You can also hit us up on social media at @allofitWNYC. Elizabeth de Bethune tweeted to us, grateful for a union job that allowed me to retire. Let's go to Liz on line 3 from Glen Cove. Hi, Liz. Thanks for calling All of It.
Hi, Allison. Hi, Gretchen. I love you both. I'm thankful for CUNY, and I feel like people don't talk about it enough, but my son graduated from high school last year in 2020, and he was all set to go away, but we were really nervous, and he was nervous about pulling the trigger. At the last minute, he said, I'm going to Hunter. I'm going to stay here. I'm going to go into the city just for the time being. And he's getting an amazing education. He's getting amazing supports. He's neurodivergent, and he is, we can afford it. It's just a win-win, and it never would have happened without the pandemic. So I want to shout out CUNY, Hunter, and the music department there, too.
Let's shout out your son. What's his name?
And my son, Joe Stroppel.
Okay. Hi, Joe. Thanks for calling in. We really appreciate it. Let's go to Wendy on line 1 from Springfield, New Jersey. Hi, Wendy. Thanks for calling All of It and sharing what you're grateful for.
Well, first, I have to tell you that I wear mismatched gloves. My left glove belonged to my mother, who died in 2017. And I'm grateful that I live in a town where when I take my exercise walk and I drop my left glove, I can go back an hour later and find it. So I'm very grateful for that.
Wendy, thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it. You know, Gretchen, a lot of people have a day off of work tomorrow. It's a national holiday, but not everybody. What advice do you have for getting into the spirit of giving thanks for folks who have to be on the job?
Well, it can be tough when you think, oh, everybody else is off and I'm working, but you can be very grateful that you have a job to go to. A lot of times when there's a phrase, it's not a bug, it's a feature, where you say, oh, this isn't a drawback. This is actually the very thing that we're promoting or whatever. So you say, well, I have to go to work, but I get to go to work. I'm so glad that I have work to go to. And this works with a lot of things with the Thanksgiving holiday. It's like, either I get to travel or I don't have to travel. I get to stay home. I don't have to travel, or I get to cook or I don't have to cook. you can sort of take both things and try to imagine why you would be grateful for the way that things are.
Yeah, you know, that language. The language thing is a lot. Yeah. We talk about that in my house a lot. Do you get to do, I have to do something, or do you get to do something?
Yes.
And just that shift can make a difference.
No, the way that we frame something makes a huge difference in our attitude toward it. Absolutely.
You know, we've been hearing a lot about the great resignation, people leaving. We've talked about it on this show and other shows. Can you help share a way to leave a job with gratitude versus, I know it might feel really good for the moment to turn on the heels and say, I'm out of here. The benefits of leaving with gratitude and some language we might use.
No, that is absolutely true. And you really want to leave with seeing the positive, seeing what you've learned. Even if there were a lot of negative aspects of it, you probably learned a lot from that. What you don't want in your future workplace, or what you are not looking for in a future boss. So to think about, and I think this is a place where it's also helpful to write this down. We get a lot of feeling of sort of control of the narrative of our life and a feeling of sort of positive growth and learning by sort of constructing the narrative around it, by really articulating, what did I learn? What skills did I learn? Sort of technical skills or practical skills. What did I learn about dealing with other people? How did I personally grow? What are the relationships that I'm going to carry forward? Because maybe I'm leaving this job, but I have a really, really good friend that I want to stay connected to for years to come, even though we're not going to be in the same workplace anymore. What did you learn about yourself in terms of your interests, your skills, your strengths, your weaknesses? What do you want to carry forward? Maybe what do you want to leave behind? This is a place where thinking through why you're thankful for the experience that you had can really fundamentally influence your attitude toward it on the way out, and then how you think back on it in the future, and really put a much more positive and constructive spin on the experience.
Listeners, if you'd like to get in on this conversation and share what you're grateful for this year or how your thoughts about gratitude may have shifted in the past couple of years, our number is 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or of course you can hit us up on social media at @OlivetWNYC. Simply, what are you grateful for this year? Let's go to Jane, who's calling in from Montclair. Oh, my old stomping grounds. Jane's calling in from Montclair on line one. Hi, Jane.
Hi, I'm grateful for Montclair Film that has a wonderful 10-day film festival that, because of the pandemic, was moved from May to October, and they recently just took over the shuttered Claridge Theater in town, and they'll be showing independent and foreign films.
Jane, can I tell you a secret? I spent my prom night at the Claridge with my best friend because we didn't go to the prom. I love that movie theater. I'm so happy it's been saved. I'm grateful for my best friend who didn't go to the prom with me a million years ago. Jane, thanks for calling in. Oh, somebody's dialing away. Gretchen, let's talk about if you have a feeling of overwhelming gratitude. You know, a lot of people are going to be seeing family they haven't seen for 2 years. Have you ever had the experience of dealing with someone, or advice you can give if someone is overwhelmed?
You know, absolutely. And I think it's very typical to feel that way at a major family holiday, and this year more than ever, partly because we're sort of out of practice and there's sort of a lot of issues around it. One thing that can really help you stay in that kind of thankful frame of mind is to think about it in advance. Don't just throw yourself into it, but really think about, maybe these are difficult relatives. Maybe you can foresee challenging situations that could come up, and think about how you could set yourself up to avoid those. So maybe in the past you have been really pressed for time and there's been a lot of kind of racing around. Maybe you want to think about how to structure a visit so that you have a little bit more of a margin and you're not racing around. Maybe you're dealing with children or other family members who need more of a margin, who need a little bit more time to get from here to there. You don't want to be too overtired yourself or other family members. You don't want to, you know, maybe watch how much you're drinking, because sometimes drinking feels festive, but then sometimes it kind of inflames situations or makes them harder to deal with. So if you think about it in advance, if you're like, what can I anticipate might make this day less joyful? What are the circumstances that I would be thankful to avoid? You can often set yourself up better for success. One thing I like to remember is I treat myself like a toddler. You know, with a toddler, like, you don't let them get too hungry. You don't let them go without their nap. You don't let them get too hot or too cold. You don't let them get overwhelmed. Like, you don't have, like, too much going on. You manage a toddler because you know the price that you will pay if you do not. And I think that all of us have a little bit of that toddler aspect to us, especially when you're going into a circumstance where there's a lot of people, there's a lot of emotions, there's a lot of, you know, perhaps different views about what we should be eating, when we should be eating, who said what to whom today or maybe 10 years ago. There's a lot going on. And so by thinking through in advance how we want to behave too, like, you can't think about how you want someone else to behave because you can't control someone else, but you can think about your own frame of mind, your own perspective, and how you can set yourself up to avoid sort of the speed bumps in the road of a happy holiday gathering.
Let's go to Nell on line 3, calling in from Manhattan with a question. Hi, Nell. Thanks for calling All of It.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a big believer in the practice of gratitude. I have a friend who's going through certifiably multiple layers of really tough times. The outcome could be terrible. I feel a little, I don't know what the right word is, but to say to her, you know, maybe we could just take a minute and list 3 things we're grateful for. It feels a little bit like going to a, you know, a refugee camp and saying, you know, I think if you change your attitude, you all could be a lot happier. So I am just wondering how to talk about things like gratitude when somebody in your life is going through such a terrible time.
Gretchen, what advice do you have?
And acknowledge their terrible time.
Of course. Gretchen, what can you advise?
Well, it's interesting because there's a very interesting memoir by Kate Bowler, and she's, you know, dealing with having cancer, and she often talks about the fact that when people tell you, look on the bright side, what are you grateful for, what are you learning, that as you point out, it can feel tone deaf. And so I think if you're dealing with someone like that who, as you say, is going through so much, maybe the thing is not to think about how to, you know, it's to listen and to take the lead from them and to try to be a constructive listener who is really hearing what they're saying rather than trying yourself to redirect, because it does seem that often people going through a really tough time
Gabrielle,
don't necessarily want to be instructed like that, you know?
Gabrielle in New Jersey is happy. She became pregnant 2 months into the pandemic and has a happy 11-year-old. We love that. Anthony from Darien, he's an ER doc, grateful that I have survived the last 2 years. It's been a bit of a nightmare. And let's go to Matt on line 8 from Milford, Pennsylvania. Hi, Matt.
Hi, thanks for having me. I am grateful and thankful for my partner, Mike. He is my yin to my yang, and I absolutely adore him.
Matt, I'm glad you're able to shout out Mike. And Gretchen Rubin, thank you so much for joining us today to walk us through some ways to think about gratitude. Gretchen Rubin is the host of the podcast Happier with Gretchen Rubin and the author of the best-selling book, The Happiness Project. Have a great Thanksgiving, Gretchen.
Thank you. I'm so happy to talk to you.
One bank, yeah. On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.